Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Fisher. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The right fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jim French. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gary Holman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Coggins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to second. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradford who is chasing the ball. Unser reaches third base with a triple. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Unser scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stroud. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Stroud steals second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stroud moves to third. Two outs. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stroud scores. It's 2-0, Senators. Gary Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stroud, who is chasing the ball. Josephson reaches third base with a triple. McGraw goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Senators. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Josephson scores. It's White Sox, 2, Senators, 2. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Coggins goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Senators. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Unser takes first base on ball 4. Don McMahon now pitching. Mike Epstein pinch hits for Ed Stroud. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Senators. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. French hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Epstein now playing first base. Gary Holman now playing right field. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holman. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Bradford goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Senators. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Gary Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holman is 0-for-1 in the game. Holman hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coggins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Coggins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Epstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Unser moves to third. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Unser tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Senators. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Cisco Carlos now pitching. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. French hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Carlos scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats French for the out. One out. Gary Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holman is 0-for-2 in the game. Holman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a line drive towards the mound. Carlos reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman is called out on strikes. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Holman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Cisco Carlos. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Coggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Holman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holman. Ward reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Gary Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holman is 0-for-3 in the game. Holman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Holman moves to second. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coggins is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Holman moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Holman tags and scores. Hansen tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-3, Senators. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Epstein hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. McCraw moves to second. It's 8-4, Senators. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Bob Locker. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is called out on strikes. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.